Major funding for this program was provided by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.
A person stands a better chance of being tried and judged for killing one human being than for killing 100,000, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. It's now the norm in warfare to target civilians, from Bosnia to Cambodia, Rwanda to East Timor. And with few exceptions, the perpetrators enjoy impunity. They assume they'll get away with the most horrendous crimes. But all of that may be about to change with the expected creation of the UN's International Criminal Court. It's an historic development in the eyes of veteran television reporter Walter Cronkite, who covered the Nuremberg trials after World War II.
I think the idea of the International Criminal Court represents a major step forward and an absolutely essential first step forward. To establish this system of law in which we can bring these transgressors, the only way we're going to bring them to justice is to have some justice to bring them to.
You're listening to In Search of Global Justice. I'm David Freudberg. This is the central railway station in The Hague, less than an hour's train ride south from Amsterdam, Holland. This venerable European capital has since the 1990s been the setting for war crimes tribunals established by the UN on a temporary basis. Now, for the first time in history, a permanent international court may soon be set up here to prosecute and punish individuals who commit the gravest crimes. Judge Gabriel Kirk MacDonald, an American, served as presiding judge of the tribunals.
It's something that has been lacking for years and years. There was talk of establishing a permanent court after Nuremberg, and of course the International Law Commission and many persons met and spoke about it, debated it, discussed it for some 40 years until the ad hoc tribunals, the Yugoslavia tribunal, as well as the tribunal for Rwanda, were established and we functioned. And I think that we've demonstrated that it's possible to dispense international criminal justice.
The temporary tribunals headquartered here in Holland, as well as in Tanzania, Africa, cover narrow geographic areas and had to start their operations from scratch in a time of crisis. The new court will be a global structure, fully staffed and ready to act. The need for a standing institution to protect victims and enforce human rights was once again driven home in the spring of 1999 as events unfolded in the former Yugoslavia. The world watched in horror when a vicious attack on ethnic Albanians forced hundreds of thousands of civilians into refugee camps.
I have father sick,
yes.
Mother sick. My sister have four children.
All sick in this camp?
No. Three nights, no.
Yes.
Look.
What can I do?
To go to Tirana. Do you understand?
It's a long way to Tirana.
Tomorrow.
You need to go to Tirana.
I need to go to Tirana. In Tirana I have family. No problem. Look.
Yeah.
Children, sick, four children.
The Balkan crisis unleashed a large-scale episode of international lawlessness. In a campaign directed by Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic and others, Serbian thugs assaulted village after village in the Kosovo region. They set homes on fire and expelled residents onto what seemed like an endless highway of frightened men, women, and children clutching their possessions. Faced with this humanitarian catastrophe, NATO forces led by the United States struck back at the Serbs with a punishing barrage of thousands of aerial bombing raids, which were themselves a violation of UN Security Council procedures. It was a scene that seemed to cry out for a system of law with the ability to impose order and restore human rights.
The following accused are jointly indicted: Slobodan Milosevic, President of the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia; Milan Milutinovic, President of the Republic of Serbia.
Louise Arbour, now a judge on the Supreme Court of Canada, served during the Kosovo War as chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia.
An independent review by a judge of this tribunal has confirmed that there is credible basis to believe that these accused are criminally responsible for the deportation of 740,000 Kosovo Albanians from Kosovo and for the murder of over 340 identified Kosovo Albanians.
Although many of those indicted remain at large, the announcement by a prosecutor that international bandits were being charged in a United Nations court signaled a truly dramatic moment of world history. It was a bold attempt, even as the Kosovo War raged, to invoke the rule of law in place of the law of the jungle. It was a statement by humanity that ethnic persecution and the age-old cycle of punch-counterpunch would no longer be tolerated by civilized society.
The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia is now in session. L'audience tribunal penal international pour l'ex-Yougoslavie est ouverte. Please be seated.
The tribunal was established by the UN Security Council in 1993 after heinous acts of ethnic cleansing were committed in the Bosnia region of Yugoslavia. Many observers could scarcely believe that actual concentration camps reminiscent of the Nazi era were once again tormenting and murdering human beings on European soil.